All right, it is Wednesday morning. It's Valentine's Day, and so we want to say happy Valentine's Day to the director of sales at Radio First Port here in Elisa Milano. Good morning.
Thanks,
happy
Paul.
Valentine's Day. That's the only reason we called you in here this morning is to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. No, actually, the Home Sport and Garden Show is coming up next month, and people may not realize we put this on, by we, I mean Radio First, start to finish. The whole thing from scratch is a Radio First production.
Yeah, and it's quite an undertaking, actually. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the reason we do it really is for the businesses, because it's so important to them to get a jump start on their year. Gives them an opportunity to see a couple thousand people over the period of one weekend, and that's really invaluable.
Right. And the people that attend, for them, it's great because it's one-stop shopping. If they're looking at doing a new deck or a roof, or they've got, you know, some other interest, they can get all that stuff in one place at the Blue Water Convention Center. There are a limited number of spaces available to businesses, right?
Yeah, very limited. So we're down to our last couple booth spaces.
Okay.
So if you have ever considered being a part of the show, maybe you have a product that you've made. Even if it's maybe you make custom yard art, or it could be anything related to your home, mm-hmm. your yard. I know home improvement categories are big in this show, but so is landscape.
Oh yeah,
gardening. Yeah. You know, flowers, patios, and everything that goes with that. So not just services, but products, too. It's a great place to sell your products.
Right, and we've seen that. We've seen some really interesting and unique
we have.
Things. And it's, it's always fun, and it often creates a buzz. You know, you're kind of walking through the show, and you hear something. Did you see those things over there? And
yeah, people love that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really trying to wrap this up quickly. I mean, we're talking about a matter of days here. If somebody wants to do this, obviously space is limited, and we want to make sure that we get those spaces filled, right?
Right, exactly. And I think it's important for people to get in now if they want to do it. They still have a few weeks to plan for it. So they need that preparation time to get ready for the show.
What kind of goodies are you going to hand out?
Yep.
What sort of a booth are you going to have? What's your display going to look like? And all that other stuff. The dates are the 17th and 18th, right?
Yeah. Well, we actually kick off the show on the 16th with a private event.
Okay.
It's our VIP event, and it's for the vendors. And we actually give them an opportunity to invite their clients or maybe customers that they want to work with, their friends, their families, and business associates. They get to invite them to this event. So we actually kick it off as a private event, and then it opens to the public on Saturday.
Okay, which, by the way, is also St. Patrick's Day.
Yay.
This year. So add that into your St. Patrick's Day fun.
Yeah.
And come check it out. And, you know, if you're worried about missing pub crawl, you're not going to miss pub crawl. That's a week before. That's
exactly.
On the 10th, so
yes.
You can do everything. And if you want one of those booth spaces, what do people need to do to secure that?
Just give me a call. 966-0144 is my direct line. And they can reach out to me. Just give me a direct call at 966-0144.
By the way, the Convention Center is a fantastic venue for this.
It really is. Yeah, it's worked out really well.
All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Lisa, thank you.
Thanks,
Enjoy
Paul.
The rest of your Valentine's
Thanks.
Day.
You
Enjoy
too.
The sunshine out there.
I will.
15 past 9 o'clock here at WPHM.